May the Lord help us to commence by singing hymn number 1032. How shall I give thee up? 'Tis Jesus speaks the word. I am the sinner's only hope. I am thy gracious Lord. Hymn 1032.
Thank you. Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, a few verses in chapter 15. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Thou sayest then, Show us the Father. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you for ever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh, and hath nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let us go hence. We read from the end of chapter 15, from the end of chapter 15, from verse 24. If I had not done among them the works which none other man did, they had not had sin. But now have they both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this cometh to pass, that the word might be fulfilled that is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. The Lord bless his word. Amen. O Lord, to grant us mercy to call upon thee aright. Leave us not to words customary and needful, but may our hearts be moved. May the Lord appear. May the blessed Spirit indite, let live in prayer and indite our hearts to receive thy word. Lord, in the evening hour, do come, called into thy word when Jesus drew near, or at evening time it shall be light. We do pray, Lord, that thou break through at the clouds, and do come, Lord, and remember us. We do seek, Lord, for that subduing of unbelief and a heart to worship thee aright. We do pray, Lord, that thou grant us that living faith to lay hold upon the board of the garments, or to be found at the feet of Jesus. Grant, Lord, that living faith, though tried yet real. May the Lord grant us that faith which will be owned in the last great change. And do grant, O Lord, we may be found blessed with like precious faith. There is no faith in heaven. We need it sorely here below. But we need the truth of faith, the assurance of it, the blessedness of it, that it may be well with us. Lord, do grant us living faith. We pray that thou help us, Lord, by faith, that to come and seek hard unto thee. Thou knowest those that come like those of old, sir. We would see Jesus. We would see him by living faith. And seek, Lord, that living portion. And that thou wilt come, Lord, and open the book and make thy counsel shine. We desire, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to grant the application of thy truth and also the consolation of the gospel. Grant, Lord, that we may not be without application, just a head knowledge and just everything without that vital knowledge from God of our interest in a Saviour's blood. Well, we would seek, Lord, for that precious blood to be our only plea. Lord, that we may trust upon that precious blood by grace alone. Lord, that it may be that sweet theme with us. Lord, the atonement and the blessed Redeemer that stands between with garments dyed in blood. Lord, do help us to come and seek, Lord, that thou cleanse us well in Jesus' precious blood and take our sins away. Lord, we do pray that thou be with each one. Thou knowest, Lord, those that have come seeking for some token that has been asked for. Thou knowest each one, Lord, that would seek for a token from the Lord, that which has got the right ring of it in a poor sinner's heart of thy great love. We pray that thou wilt remember those that are cast down and to grant a lifting up. Remember those, Lord, that may have many things that they bring unto thee and lay at thy feet. We pray that thou wilt remember those that do perhaps seek, Lord, that thou wilt grant them a token for good, a token of thy special love. And remember also those that are heavy laden and are sore oppressed. Lord, do grant the desires of those that have long come before thee, perhaps like Hannah of old, or others, Lord, that have left many petitions at thy dear feet, Lord, do sweetly come. Grant the desires of their hearts. May the Lord come if we are by grace enabled to ask anything. In thy name thou wilt do it. We need to be guided right in what we ask for. Lord, do hear us, we pray, for those that perhaps especially do need thee, Lord, to come with one of those tokens of old, the fleece wet and the fleece dry. We pray, Lord, for those unable to be here. Seek, Lord, that thou wilt grant thy blessing upon hearts that long to be here, but seek thee in a time when thou mayest be found. And do remember each case and each need. And we remember our dear aged friend, and seek, Lord, that thou wilt visit her with thy great salvation. Lord, thou knowest the desire of our heart, that there may be much sweetness to her soul in the precious name of Jesus. And we would rejoice that, Lord, we are no judge at all. We do pray, Lord, that thou bless the church and grant, O Lord, the good hand of God to go before them, supply their every need. Lord, remember those that seek for the provision of God for them, and do be pleased, Lord, to hear prayer. And do grant also, Lord, that thou wilt raise up those that shall carry burdens. We sorely need them in Zion, those that have been with the burden bearer and can carry burdens. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember us in our land. We do seek, Lord, for wisdom to pray aright, that, Lord, it does seem right to ask that thou wilt be the sovereign of our land. Thou, Lord, wilt remember us at such a time as this. We do seek, Lord, to spread many things before thee. Remember us in our land, especially in the churches, for the assemblies of those that truly fear thy name. Do grant, O Lord, that thou wilt hear us and grant those times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. Remember the afflicted ones, those, Lord, that walk in thy sovereign dealings, for each and every one, Lord, and those that carry those in our heart to bring before thee for thy healing touch, Lord Jesus. We do pray, Lord, that thou come and help us to record, remember, think upon thy many mercies, thy kindness, thy goodness, thy loving kindness, thy tender mercies. Lord, those that have been spared, and those, Lord, that can say, hitherto hath the Lord helped us, we would be thankful. We desire, Lord, that thou wilt be with us now. May the Lord sweetly draw near. We sorely need the Lord to send the blessed Spirit of truth and to lift us up. And to watch over the church, we pray at all times. And grant, O Lord, that thou wilt preserve them. Help us, Lord, to come and seek, that thou wilt be pleased to be in the midst. Lord, lifted up in the midst, revealed unto poor sinners, and that sweet grace to flow into poor hearts with such reviving power and sweetness, Lord, to revive those that are cast down. May the odour of the ointment fill the house in many sinners' hearts. And do hear us, Lord, as we ask that thou come and help us. Lord, leave us not. Lord, do not be afar off. Come, Lord Jesus, do help us with one in the psalm, for God shall help her, and that right early. And thou knowest those that come, like that dear woman, also, Lord, help me. We fall at thy feet, Lord, and seek, although we cannot cleanse ourselves, yet thou wilt hear us and forgive. And do put away from us our sin and guilt, may we feel it. May the Lord be in the midst, we ask. Thy sweet mercy, Lord. Pray that thou wilt come in the singing of thy worthy praises. And do be pleased, Lord, to grant that enlargement of faith in singing thy praises with the heart and with the understanding also. Remember us pleading that name of the Lord Jesus. For his sake we ask. Amen.
Hymn 1031. What a vile, deceitful heart, filled with sin in every part, but for free and sovereign grace, hell had been my destined place. Hymn 1031.
by the help of God, I will direct you to the epistle of John, the first epistle of John, chapter 5. We read verses 6 to 9, and our text is in the 9th verse. The first epistle general of John, chapter 5, from verse 6 to verse 9. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. These three agree in one. Verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. We read again verse 9, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. These words have been upon my mind. We desire the Lord to grant to us his blessed Spirit, each one. For here are things that are more needful than ever we can really understand, to be blessed by the Spirit of God himself, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. These truths belong to the ministry of John, who is that apostle that wrote in the chapters that we have read in the Gospel. And many years after Christ was risen, there was need for such preaching in a time of error, and many things had crept in to the Church of God. We think of in Galatians, we read the rebuke there, that they had turned from the Lord and the church at Laodicea and other churches too. There was need for such teaching by the Lord himself in the epistle. John here, he speaks of vital truths, the testimony of the Holy Spirit, the receiving of the Holy Spirit. He says in chapter 4, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. He speaks in a loving way as to children or little children, with that desire to see that they might cleave unto the Lord himself, and especially to the teaching and blessing of the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit shall come, he shall guide you into all truth. These are the things that he stands upon and speaks of here. And of course, we need the ministry of the blessed Spirit of Truth. We need the Lord to return with that power and authority spoken of in the word here as the witness of God. Especially that testimony of the Spirit, a witness to the heart, the revealing of the truth to the hearts that God has made again and renewed, or even to the convincing of sinners that they might feel their need. The hymn writer says, "Oh, do I feel my need of Christ to save me from my sin?" The vital need that God grants in the testimony or the witness by His Spirit that lays low and brings poor sinners to the mercy seat and there to feel so undone and much in need of mercy, or the Lord to come perhaps feeling that they do not know where they are. But this they do know, they need help out of themselves, beyond themselves, and the Lord, the Spirit, brings that cry for mercy to a God that is unknown and yet looked unto by the Spirit of God indicting faith and being the author of salvation. Now my mind has gone to the words here concerning the vital witness that is spoken of in these words. Really it is the witness of the gospel or the knowledge of the Lord. Now he speaks in this word, and I do see the Lord may grant us some sweet help to speak of it if we receive the witness of men. For the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son. Now, firstly, it does seem that these words are spoken of concerning the sons of men. Witnesses are needed for the truth and the veracity of a particular matter. It is so, isn't it, naturally, that witnesses are needed and appointed. And many things could be said of that witness that is all around us. Now it does speak in these words of the greater witness. And that is what is so needful. The word here is if or as we receive the witness of men. The witness of God is greater. And it does seem to me that there is need of this witness of God, or the way in which the Lord reveals the things of God by the sweet work and witness, the blessed Spirit of God Himself. I've always said that it's a measure of where we are before the Lord, as we may need and feel to need the Holy Spirit of God to guide us into all truth, or to reveal the things of God. To the world it is a thing of naught, isn't it? But to those that God has quickened into life, by His Spirit, there's a need felt of the sacred operation, the work of the Spirit. Perhaps it's the one thing that seems to mark those that are born of God. They hunger and thirst after righteousness. They do need the Lord. It's something that is deep in their heart. Something that is made known in a witness. So much above anything else that can be compared to it. The analogy is, if we receive the witness of men, so much more. There is need of the witness of God, and that these things are greater above all earthly things. The witness of God, friends, really, it is to grant a little of that life and knowledge to the Lord's people, to come and to grant light and sweet increase of faith. Many, many things. We may touch upon a few things as God may guide us. But there's one thing I want to bring before you, and that is this. It is essential that there are those things above earthly things. There are those truths of God that are far greater than all things that can be spoken of here below. And certainly those things which exceed a poor earthly portion. And by nature we live to this world, don't we? Without God's grace we live and live to ourselves. Perhaps we've got some religion, but you know that we still live with our hearts toward this world by nature. And there is perhaps a faint acknowledgement that there is a God in heaven. But you know, it is that great disparity, isn't it, between man and his maker. The solemn need of man, as created by God and fallen from that image and that creation, so that he is guilty in a very profound way. He is utterly undone. I know it is to begin to feel it, isn't it? We think of these words in the way in which they are set before us, as it is in things of this life. There are those courts and those things which are for the guilty. How much more is the word of God speaking? We need the Lord to open it to our understanding. The word of God concerning our guilt and shame. And it is only the Spirit that can bear that witness to our heart, friends. And it is not sufficient to say we can work on nature, coerce man, or even that the letter is enough, or that it is good so far. We need the witness of God's Spirit to bring us to the very truth of God's solemn word, that the soul that's in it, it shall die, and die eternally. So there are those things perhaps that could be spoken of man before a earthly judge, but we would speak of those truths which belong to the Lord himself, the judge of all the earth, shall he not do right? What a truth that is. As we go through life's journey, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Where shall we be, friends, when we pass from time into eternity? In that hour, at that time, are we amongst those that know the Spirit's work, that convincing power to bring us to cry for mercy, for such shall be saved, according to the Scriptures, that calleth upon the Lord shall be saved. But friends, it is very necessary to say it is by the Holy Spirit's work alone. I want to come a little further. The witness of God is greater. Now, it does seem that in speaking this evening, we must speak in the truth of God's word concerning those things which belong to the church of God. There is, firstly, in the second consideration here, a receiving of the witness of men. And I think it right to say this is how the Lord is pleased to bring his word concerning the need of discernment and understanding. The receiving the witness of men. There are times when there is a need to hear what the Lord has spoken. The Spirit of God may bring it very much into the heart. I do hope it is so, to speak of those things regarding a hope that is in them. The Spirit's prompting. The time when the Lord is pleased to grant the leading of his Spirit. For these things are more in the spiritual way. Let me direct you to the word receiving the witness of men. Well, we do need to be very careful about it. I do believe the Church of God are brought to solemnly consider the witness of men and lay it against the truth, the oracles of God, the word of the Lord, that which is consistent with the word and with the saving operations of the Holy Spirit. The particular humility that is granted, or that lowliness of spirit which is real, fearing to preserve and to be ready to encourage or even to prompt or to seek to receive the witness of men as God himself may be by the blessed Spirit moving hearts ever so gently but surely. That which is of God and that which is of men, that's a witness of the blessed Spirit. I want to come especially as the Lord may help me. But I want to direct your thoughts to this word as it may be necessary if we receive the witness of men. really this witness of men is in the truth of it, that knowledge of the Lord. It could be said a knowledge of one's great need, a helplessness, and a solemn understanding of that dependence upon the Holy Spirit. There's some things, friends, cannot be imitated. There's things which belong to a broken heart. Sometimes there's a venturing, and then there's such a great opposition of Satan that those that would speak are ready to go back and ready to think that they have made such a great mistake. Well, friends, the living, those that have summered and wintered, are ready, are they not? And certainly the church to pray, but to seek to guide and direct troubled hearts, friends. And I believe those that come to speak in the witness of what the Lord has done, they are very fearful. Fearful to presume and ready to halt. How long halt ye between two opinions? The Lord be God, follow him. If Baal, follow him. It needs the blessed Spirit, doesn't it, to bring it with sweet comfort, authority, to press toward the mark, to continue. But continue now. I have to go as the Lord may guide my thoughts. Solemn thing if there is no heart's exercise before the Lord. But that is how it seems to open to me, the word here, receiving the witness of men. Now it does need a particular discernment and grace to feel and to seek to understand the mind of the Spirit, what is of the Lord and what is not, what must be left behind, we might say, at the foot of the mount, and that which has that sweet ring about it, or that truth about it that Lord alone can give. You know, he puts souls into their hearts, doesn't he, of those that are exercised before the Lord, and they carry these souls to the throne of grace, travailing in soul. So there is an application here, receiving the witness of men. No trivial matter. It is to be weighed in the balances of the sanctuary. And we are not to measure the Lord by ourselves, but to understand how the Lord has dealt with us, and brought us to know the truth. There is then an echo, isn't there, in the hearts of those that know the Lord. No, but it does need much of the wisdom of God. But there are many counterfeits, things which I do remember one character many years ago that gave a lovely experience, or what was spoken of as a lovely experience. Very wonderful. We might say colourful. You know, it soon came to nothing. Dreadful things were made known. And it is our wisdom to take it to the Lord in prayer. No, I have not especially thought to speak of the truth in this way before us, but it's in our text. We receive the witness of men. Then the witness of God is greater. I want to speak from those words as God may graciously enable me. Well, it is a wonderful thing that God ever grants a witness of himself to poor, dying sinners. That ever he saves them from that awful sin and guilt of unbelief. And the living, those quickened by God's grace, are brought to feel the plague within. And they do know what unbelief is. It separates them from the God they love. What a terrible thing that is in a heart that lives in the fear of God. Perhaps there are some that may know it exceedingly. Is it a little matter? Is it something that can be dealt with by just reading the scriptures through? Is it dealt with by hearing some particular man on the subject? Friends, it is the witness of God which is greater that is needed, experimentally so. And really that sums it up, doesn't it? Ever God should deal with poor sinners in the sweet truth of the word here, the witness of God is greater. So there is then a witness of our sin and guilt and ruin. About this witness of God, I want to speak of in the gospel of Jesus Christ. If the gospel of Jesus Christ is not a witness to us, friends, there's something exceedingly wrong. Something so needful. We might speak of a need of one to stand between the sweet truth of the mediator, between God and man, the blessed work and witness of the Spirit of God revealing one so sweetly able to undertake for those that have got nothing and will perish with nothing, but for God's mercy. And this is a very sweet truth, isn't it, that ever God should grant a greater witness than the sentence of death, not to be left to Mount Sinai. I've often said that at the Mount Sinai there's no help for seekers. I believe I'm right, if I may say. There's not a little help there for those that are so full of sin and unbelief to bring them on their way. No, they're cut off. They're brought to a halt. But they're brought to wonder where the scene will end. Here, Lord, my soul convicted stands, breaking all thy ten commands. The hymn writer says that they come to a grateful stop. They don't need the Lord to rend the heavens and come down. You know, in the word of our text here, it speaks of grace. Exceeding the guilt of sin and mountains of unbelief. Friends, it's in the appointments, isn't it, of the Lord. And there are so many sweet truths concerning the Lord Jesus. The advocate. Now it is the Lord, isn't it, that begins to direct those seeking souls into the truth, and they're directed by the blessed Spirit unto the Lord Jesus, and that by the blessed Spirit of truth, there are certain marks about it. When the Lord grants the Spirit of God, there is a wounding, but there is a healing. There's a time of much darkness and trouble, but the Lord is pleased to grant the morning star. Perhaps a sweet line of a hymn might be directed so sweetly to one that walks in darkness and has no light. Or some sweet word of the Lord, perhaps at home or at work or wherever. But when God just sends something and it gets right underneath the poor troubled heart to look again and to go again to his house. Maybe a prayer meeting. But to go and to seek the Lord, not demand of him, but to lay at his feet. Sometimes very obscure, don't want to be seen or known of men, but friends, there's a cleaning, isn't there? In the field belonging to Boaz, for a handful, the purpose for the Lord to appear. Now the application, friends, is that which comes down from the Lord himself, that the former and latter rain, the sweet dew upon the branch, or that word from the Lord that is clothed with that softening power, and hearts are softened, melted, and the Lord draws near. When Jesus himself draws near, because he brings something, doesn't he? He brings the things of God and the Father's love and the great counsels of Jehovah, that they all are brought down to a poor sinner so that they are brought to hear what the Lord will say. And it's the witness, isn't it, that reaches into those hearts that the Lord will bless. Not the word of man, or even the witness of men, but of God, which is greater. And I would speak of it as greater than our sin. Oh, that is the sweet, simple truth of the gospel, isn't it? Something greater than man and his guilt and shame, and something from heaven, something for the Lord to make known. Well, in the gospel, it speaks of those that have to look unto him. Look unto him and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. Ends of the earth. For I am God greater. I've never seen it quite like it before, except for the last few days. Oh, it is a mercy, there is a God in heaven. You know, more full of grace than we have seen. Greater than our poor, impoverished souls, blasted perhaps by the east wind, or brought solemnly to feel to be ready to perish, that none shall perish, while Jesus can save. Now, it does bring me very quickly to the truth that is in these few verses, which is the witness of the blessed Spirit. How sweetly does the apostle touch upon those things which are vital, which are the things only which will stand, we may say, when the world is on a blaze, it is what the Lord is the author of. It says in the fourth verse, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, of course, some may trivialise it, say all you have to do is stop being unbelieving characters and just believe. Friends, that's not faith at all, is it? It doesn't glorify God whatsoever. It's a copy. It's a counterfeit. It's some of the devil's seeds that are sown in the way in which he beguiles souls and leads them down to destruction where he is. But it rather is contained, isn't it, in the sweet truths that the Blessed Spirit testifies of Jesus Christ to a poor heart that is ready to receive the word by the working of God's Spirit, driven out of every false refuge, every false comfort, every hope that we're just getting a little better, no progressive sanctification by the Spirit's teaching. Oh, it's what the Lord does from first to last. Now the dear man is well taught and blessed of God, isn't he? This is he says, that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, the very substance of all true preaching. Friends, without the Lord Jesus being the sum and sum, it doesn't matter what is said and what that may affect people's minds and cause them to have some emotions. Friends, are something more than that. When something enters into the heart and is fixed there by the blessed Spirit of truth. And that is the witness, the testimony. And it is by due degrees. But the word here speaks of that gospel of Jesus Christ, that the truth of him, sent of God, appointed by the Father, he that undertook in that sacred real obedience to his Father, and oh, is the surety short of love. He loves beyond degree. There's a sweet hymn just vaguely upon my mind. Friends, it's what comes in Jesus' name. It is what it prospers in poor sinners' hearts. It is that vital application till there's fruit toward God. The fruit of humility and love. You know, what the Lord does, it doesn't wear out, friend. It is that which endures. It's that which has got that authority in it. And I know there are many solemn things today when the emphasis is, well, you can go to this and that, and on the Sunday believe, and there are many solemn things, I won't go into them. But friends, such are not of God. They cannot be right. The heart is brought to renounce those things. Still got a bad heart. But there is a principle of life, and a desire that only God can fill, who is greater. greater than all things, especially the things of this poor dying world. Now this is He, the glorious Son of God, made known. How is He made known? By water and blood. The man there is a real man. Wounds still gaping wide. Is this glorious man that what he assumes, he saves. The glorious one, so sweetly made. In the Hebrews, we read these words, not without blood. That great high priest, this is He that came by water and blood, the water to cleanse. How vital. The blood to atone. And it speaks of this glorious, I suppose the word is constitution. I would speak of Himself. Came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. Now these things are very precious, aren't they, to the Lord's people. All-sufficient Saviour. Friends, with everything. The water to cleanse, the water regeneration. The blood to cleanse away the foulest soul. It is not sent back. Oh, to know something of it. That sweet increase of His grace for sin and for guilt and shame and blackness and darkness and tempest. Friends, it's Him that is greater, isn't it? In His obedience. In His sweet perfections. It doesn't matter what man says about it. He is a Saviour and a great one. Appointed to save unto the uttermost. Now it is contained in the Gospel. I'm very poor. He came by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness. Because the Spirit is truth. What a sweet subject that is, the Spirit of truth. Oh, He brings the truth, a love of it. And it is that which controls and governs and regulates the newborn soul so that he is altogether delivered from his own sins, but oh, the need of the witness. The Gospel, in John it speaks of those that are born of God, they cannot sin. That is, it's the principle that cannot sin, that is sweetly imparted. And that is the very truth. It is of the Lord Jesus. Because I live, ye shall live also. It's of Him, isn't it? It is that great. My grace is sufficient for thee. It is what flows in the river of God's love, which is greater. It is that which reaches the heart that is sorely tried and tempted by Satan and full of darkness. And it is the bright and glorious truth of the Gospel, isn't it? It is that which leads. The hymn writer says, never leads a man to say, how great I am, but leads a soul another way to Jesus. His blood. And what we need is the Lord to grant this sweet witness. Some of you perhaps are waiting the Lord to grant the witness. May the Lord hasten it in His time. And it speaks very great doctrines. There are three that bear witness, or in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one, a triune living God, sweetly revealed by the blessed Spirit of truth. And there is a time when the Lord opens the heart like Lydia's, and there's a sweet increase of light and knowledge, and it is in the glorious person, the suffering Saviour. He that died upon Calvary, and the blood of Christ, of course, was made known in his circumcision in the Garden of Gethsemane, and certainly upon Calvary. And the crown of thorns was thrust upon his sacred head, and therein is the wisdom of God. The glorious head of grace knows every saint's peculiar case. Sorrows by their souls are born, how for sin they daily or they'd daily mourn. Now we read, there are three that bear witness in earth. Now this is very, very needful. Where is it? As it's not in the heart of the wicked, but left in their wickedness, but souls renewed and born of God. Though to be found among them, the witness of God is greater. In the Spirit and the water and the blood, we haven't time nor ability to speak so much about these. It's a good word, these three agree in one. For all Israel shall to glory go. They're saved and saved by grace. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater, for this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. Just a few thoughts, I must leave it. It is then the sacred, blessed work and grace of the blessed Spirit of truth to take of the things of Jesus and to reveal them. He does not speak of himself, but he is pleased to take of the healing balm, the things of Jesus, things which cannot be taken up by the Lord's people, but it's a testament, the witness, brought so sweetly to the hearts of those that are ready to perish. Those that feel they must be amongst those that are lost, for there are some that are condemned eternally. And yet the hymn writer says, and if free grace, why not for me? The language of faith. We receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Now experimentally, friends, it is that sweet truth that abounds in the Lord and is revealed. It could be said the riches of Christ. But that sweet increase of God's rich love or sin abounding. And friends, we need it in our hearts, and we need to see the Lord's sweet work and witness to be made known. This is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. but it is so. May the Lord grant that sweet increase of it. Those that are brought to leave this poor dying world and seek a better country that is in heavenly. I must leave a few remarks there. The Lord forgive all amiss. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Stephen Hyde will preach next Lord's Day. There will be a prayer meeting on Monday evening, and Mr. Robert Peel will, God willing, preach on Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 1068. Jesus, full of all compassion, hear thy humble suppliant's cry. Let me know thy great salvation. See, I languish, faint, and die. Hymn 1068.
Thank you.
to preserve the sweet bond of love and union. May Jesus Christ be all and in all. Lord, do grant thy blessing upon thine own truth. Now may the grace of Christ our Saviour and the Father's boundless love with the Holy Spirit's favour rest upon us from above. Amen.